Returning to the Benson Bulletin, Benson Area Nature Group. Gardens and trees for nature. With autumn upon us and the year end in sight, Benson Nature Group's online wildlife gardening campaign is also drawing to a close. Throughout 2025, we have posted wildlife gardening hints and tips to encourage people to think about wildlife in their gardens, how to give it a helping hand month by month. The topics we have covered: wildlife ponds and hedgehog highways, helping bees, butterflies and other pollinators with a mini meadow or a bug hotel, and wildlife gardening on your allotment, autumn do's and don'ts. November's theme is overwintering habitat. Some bees overwinter in holes under hedges or in unraked moss grass. Other pollinators need undisturbed sites, e.g. cavities in trees, bricks or stonework. Bird boxes, habitat piles, bundles of canes, hollow flower stems, or simply a quiet corner for hedgehogs. Leaves can be left on most borders. They will break down over winter and return nutrients to the soil. Hedgehogs will line their winter nest with them. Piles of leaves provide habitats for wildlife, but go easy on the leaf blower. It can injure delicate insects. And if you have a bonfire, remember to check it carefully for hedgehogs, slow worms and amphibians before lighting. If you have followed us on Facebook, we hope you enjoyed the series and will encourage your friends and neighbours to think of wildlife when gardening. And if you want to learn more about it or about our volunteering opportunities, please visit the Benson Nature Group website. Water quality monitoring. In September, our team of volunteers went out again to monitor the water quality in the Benson Brook at various points between the crest beds in New Elm and Millbrook Mead in Benson. It is still not good and, sadly, is described by the organisers of being of poor ecological status. This conclusion is the result of high nitrate levels throughout the length of the stream. Nitrates are not filtered out as the water passes through the chalk, and the high levels are probably due to agricultural practices. Phosphates were generally low, though the sample at Millbrook Mead was higher than the others.